Ever feel like life's kind of thrown you a curveball? Maybe even left you feeling, well, a little broken.
Yeah,
We've all been there, right?
definitely.
But what if I told you that brokenness isn't something to be afraid of? That it might actually be the key to unlocking some serious personal growth.
Okay, now you've got my attention.
That's what we're diving into today with Victor Akinrem's book, All the Broken Places.
Interesting. I actually just saw that on Amazon the other day. What's the angle?
Well, he basically says, forget this whole striving for perfection thing.
Really?
Yeah, he thinks it's an illusion that can actually hold you back.
That's a pretty bold statement.
Right. But it makes you think, you know, like how much energy do we waste trying to live up to these impossible standards?
And on top of that, if we're constantly chasing after this idea of perfect, anything less than that can feel like a massive failure.
Exactly. And then we end up feeling defeated before we even really get started.
It's like we're setting ourselves up for disappointment.
Totally. But here's where Akinrem flips the script. He says, those imperfections, those cracks in our armor, those are the very things that make us interesting, that give us character.
You mean like those experiences that we try to hide or pretend never happened?
Exactly. Akinrem's saying, those are the things that shape us. Those are the things we learn from. Those are the things that ultimately help us grow.
So it's not about denying our struggles, it's about embracing them.
Exactly. And using them as fuel for transformation.
I like that. It reminds me of, you know, that Japanese art of kintsugi?
Where they repair broken pottery with gold.
Yeah, they highlight the cracks instead of trying to hide them. It's beautiful.
It is. And it makes the piece even more valuable, right?
Exactly. And I think Akinrem's saying our personal struggles can be like that too.
They become part of our story.
Yes. They make us who we are.
So instead of looking at those tough times as failures, they become more like badges of honor.
Yeah, like you've been through the fire and come out stronger on the other side.
More resilient.
And I think that's a powerful message, don't you think?
Absolutely. So we've established that it's okay to be a little broken, but how do we actually start to heal those broken places?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. Akinrem says it starts with recognizing that we're not alone in this.
Meaning everyone has their own version of brokenness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when we can acknowledge that and connect with others who've been through similar struggles.
Yeah, like when you realize you're not the only one who's ever felt that way.
Right. It can be incredibly validating.
And maybe even a little bit freeing, like it takes some of the pressure off.
Exactly. And that's where the real healing can begin.
It's like this whole it's okay to not be okay thing, you know.
Exactly. And, you know, Akinrem points out that this whole brokenness thing is not just about those huge life-altering events.
Right, like it's not always some big dramatic thing.
Right. It's the everyday stuff, too.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Those little heartbreaks we all experience, you know,
Yeah.
or those emotional wounds that just seem to linger.
Okay, yeah, those are the worst. Like when something happens and you think you're over it, but then it still kind of sneaks up on you sometimes.
Exactly. And even those moments like when you start questioning everything, spiritually, I mean.
Oh, like an existential crisis.
Yeah, exactly. Akinrem is saying all of that falls under the umbrella of brokenness.
So it's more like this universal threat, like connects us all in some way.
Precisely. We all have these broken parts, these experiences that have shaped us.
So if we're all kind of messed up in our own way, what happens when we just try to ignore those parts of ourselves?
Well, that's where things can get a little messy.
Oh no, you're saying there are consequences.
Akinrem argues that, yeah, there can be, because those unaddressed wounds, those things we try to bury deep down,
Yeah.
they don't just disappear.
Oh, that makes sense. It's like trying to stuff down a beach ball.
Right. You can try to push it underwater, but it's going to pop up somewhere else.
Exactly. So how does that actually manifest in our lives, this whole ignoring our brokenness thing?
Well, Akinrem talks about how it can affect our relationships.
Because if you're not being honest with yourself,
Exactly. It's hard to be truly honest with others.
and how am I supposed to connect with someone if I'm not being my authentic self?
Exactly. And then on top of that, it can really mess with your self-worth.
Because you're constantly comparing yourself.
Right. To some idealized version of perfection that doesn't even exist.
So not only am I carrying around this baggage, but now I feel bad about it too.
And to make matters worse, Akinrem even suggests it can impact our physical well-being.
Wait, really? Like our physical health?
He says it's like carrying around an invisible weight. It weighs you down, you know?
Okay, so we've established that we're all a little broken, and ignoring those broken parts can actually make things worse. So what do we do about it?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And Thankfully, Akinrimi doesn't leave us hanging.
So there's hope.
Absolutely. He offers a way out, a path forward.
Okay, I am very curious now. Give me the goods. So what's the secret? How do we actually start to heal these broken places? Does Akinrimi have some magic formula?
Well, I wouldn't call it a magic formula, but he does offer a pretty powerful perspective.
Okay, I'm listening.
He says it's all about embracing vulnerability.
Vulnerability? Isn't that kind of the opposite of what we're taught? Like, aren't we supposed to be strong and hide our weaknesses?
Right, that's what we're told. But Akinrimi argues that it's actually in those vulnerable moments where we find our true strength.
Okay, that's interesting. So how does that work in practice?
Well, it starts with being honest with ourselves, acknowledging those broken parts of ourselves instead of trying to pretend they don't exist.
So it's like owning our story, even the messy parts.
Exactly. And then it's about extending that same grace to others, recognizing that everyone is fighting their own battles, everyone has their own broken places.
So instead of judging each other, we try to understand each other.
Precisely. And when we can do that, it creates this incredible sense of connection and shared humanity.
You know, it's funny because in a world that's constantly telling us to be perfect, embracing vulnerability almost feels radical.
It does, doesn't it? But it's also incredibly liberating.
Because we're finally free from those unrealistic expectations.
Exactly. We can finally breathe and just be ourselves, imperfections and all.
You know, there's a line from the book's description that I think sums it up beautifully. Beautifully broken, perfectly imperfect, wonderfully human.
I love that.
Me too. It's like a reminder that those imperfections, those broken places, are what make us unique, what make us, well, human.
Exactly. And that there's beauty to be found in those imperfections.
So to wrap things up, if you're feeling a little broken today, remember this. You are not alone. In fact, those broken places might just be the key to unlocking a deeper sense of connection, resilience, and even joy. So embrace those imperfections, connect with others, and remember that you are beautifully, wonderfully human. And if you're interested in exploring these ideas further, be sure to check out All the Broken Places by Victor Akinrimi. It's definitely a thought-provoking read.